Cape Talk with Pippa Hudson. Email her on pippah@capetalk.co.za.
6 minutes past 1 o'clock. We're coming to you live from the Orion Organization in Atlantis today. And yes, Renee, thanks for your interest on the SMS line. This entire segment will be available as a podcast. So if you've missed anything or you'd like to share what you've heard with others, and I'm hoping you will share the news, particularly with corporate South Africa, please do look for that podcast after the show and share it far and wide. I thought we'd take the few minutes leading up to the news bulletin to hear not from those behind the scenes at Orion, but from two of the long-term residents of this facility about what is life is like here. I'm delighted to welcome Isaac Solomons and Claudine Barron, who are both long-term residents of the Orion Organization. Thanks for chatting to us today. Claudine, let me start with you. Tell us how long you've been living here.
Only 20 years.
Only 20 years.
I've been working here, not staying here.
You work here, not? Yes. And what work are you involved with, Claudine? What work do you do?
Ik is a packer. Ik beer mijn hangers.
You work in the hangar packing division. Okay, yeah. Hangar man, what the recycling of plastic hangers, one of the companies we'll be hearing more from later on. Isaac, what about you? What do you do here?
I work by TRW. I work at that place, but we do seat belts, we... The bracket comes into the
into the factory section. I saw you assembling the parts of the seat belts, and I think it was an airbag as well.
Yes, airbag. Yes. Okay. And, yes. So we only do the one part for TRW, and then when the one part is finished, then they put in bins, and then it goes to TRW, and then they do the other part, the rest of the parts, and then that part goes into the machine, and then they check if it's right. Mm-hmm. Or so on, and if it's not correct, then they send it back. They work back to us, and then so
you're part of the production line of a very important piece of safety equipment. What has it been like for both of you to find work here at Orion? Claudine, had you worked before you came here?
No.
And what does it mean to you to be able to work here?
As for me, is it a voorrecht om te werken, want ik heb nog nooit gewerkt. Van school daar. Dat is maar mijn eerste werk wat ik hier gekregen heb.
So just I'll translate for those who don't understand Afrikaans that Claudine says it's a privilege to be able to work here because it has been her first opportunity to have work. What about you, Isaac? What is special to you about being part of the Orion organization?
The work that I do is very complicated for me because I work with friends, as I can say, and it's very the work, the work wat ek doen, is baie lekker, en ek werk saam met vriende, met maaikies en so, want ek meng saam met maaikies en so aan. So,
So a lot of happiness and friendship coming from the workplace, as well as the satisfaction of the job. My final question to both of you is whether you are happy to be here.
Yeah, ek is
baie gelukkig. Yeah, ek is baie gelukkig. Yes, I'm also happy to be here by Orion, and because Orion is my home, as I can say, and yes.
That says it all. Isaac and Claudine, thank you for chatting to us. Both long-term associates of the Orion Organization working in the work center, which we visited earlier. And a little bit after 2 o'clock today, we'll introduce you to some of the companies whose work they are involved in. So as you heard Claudine say, she is part of the recycling of plastic hangers for Hangerman, and Isaac involved in the putting together of parts for motor safety features for TRW. Thank you both for chatting to us.